But I wonder no wealthy nobleman or gentleman has taken a fancy to her. Mr. Rochester, for instance. He's rich, is he not?
Oh, yes, but you see, there's a considerable difference in age. Mr. Rochester is nearly 40. She is but 25.
What of that? More unequal matches are made every day.
True. Yet I should scarcely fancy Mr. Rochester would entertain an idea of the sort.
But you eat nothing. You've scarcely tasted since you began tea. No, I'm too thirsty to eat. Will you let me have another cup?
I was about again to revert to the probability of a union between Mr. Rochester and the beautiful Blanche, but Adele came in, and the conversation was turned into another channel. When once more alone, I reviewed the information I had got, looked into my heart, examined its thoughts and feelings, and endeavoured to bring back with a strict hand such as had been straying through imagination's boundless and trackless waste into the safe fold of common sense. Arraigned at my own bar, memory having given her evidence of the hopes, wishes, sentiments I had been cherishing since last night, of the general state of mind in which I had indulged for nearly a fortnight past, reason having come forward and told, in her own quiet way, a plain, unvarnished tale, showing how I had rejected the real and rapidly devoured the ideal, I pronounced judgment to this effect.